You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. It was a close run thing in Ricot, where England won the first one-day international against India by 9 runs in a high-scoring match. Half-centuries from Alistair Cook and Ian Bell, as well as some late hitting from Samit Patel, got England up to a score of 325 for 5, and they successfully defended by limiting India to 316 for 9. Gautam Gambhir, Yuvraj Singh and Suresh Raina scored half-centuries for the hosts, and Mahendra Singh Dhoni added 4 huge sixes to put England under pressure. However, the tourists hit back, Jay Dernbach taking 2 wickets in an over, and James Treadwell taking career best figures of 4 for 44, claiming their first ODI win against India in India since 2006. Australia fielded 3 debutants and a new captain and were promptly rewarded for their enterprise with a 107-run win over Sri Lanka in the first one-day international in Melbourne. Philip Hughes hit 112 and half-centuries from Bailey, who made 89, and David Hussey, who's unbeaten 60, occupied just 34 balls, led Australia to a score of 305 for 5. When Tilakarani Dilshan and Dinesh Chandimal were batting together, Sri Lanka had a chance, the former making 51 and the latter 73. Once their 94-run stand was ended, they lost 8 wickets for just 87 runs and were all out for 198. Hashim Amla scored his 19th Test century as South Africa closed day one of the second and final Test against New Zealand in Port Elizabeth on a very handy 325 for 4. Amla was unbeaten on 106, and South Africa's dominance was underlined by Graham Smith, Aby de Villiers and Faf du Plessis also scoring half centuries. Injury hit New Zealand handed a Test debut to Colin Munro and recalled Neil Wagner, who was earlier added to their one-day international squad as cover for Adam Milne, who's been ruled out with a leg injury. Pakistan have named a 16-man squad for their 3-Test series in South Africa, which gets underway in February. Nasir Jamshed and Mohammad Irfan have been added to the squad after a series of impressive performances in the recent one-day international series win over India. Other uncapped players in the squad are Ihsan Adil and Haris Sohail. Sarfraz Ahmed has been recalled as the wicketkeeper. He replaces Adnan Akmal.